What are some of the things for our quality control that you do to make sure that we always have consistent levels of minerals in the products?
Every single batch, we do these tests. It's a series of we measure how much dissolved solids are in the mineral solution, and we have certain target numbers that we hit with. And if it doesn't start out with there, they just get recycled, and we don't put them out until they get right. Then from there, we send them to a lab, and that lab does a spectral analysis and actually measures the level of each mineral. And we do that with the majority of the minerals, and we know if 30 of them are in between these parameters, then they're all going to fall in the range, because we've been doing this for years and years and years. In fact, the gentleman that does the work at the mine has been doing it for over 20 years. So he's learned the art of this and the blending of this. And then periodically, we actually test all 70 minerals. It's a very expensive test, but we do that. And then in addition to that, every single batch, every single time, gets tested by more than one lab, the potential for bacteria, yeast, and mold, because we just don't want those type of things in the product. And that's why, you know, technically we don't even need to have a shelf life or an expiration date on our plant-derived minerals, because it's just minerals and water. There's nothing there to turn bad after we get done with all the testing and make sure that the water is super clean before we begin with it and that we haven't allowed any adulteration to enter the product.
And you also keep a sample of each batch, don't you?
Retain samples. That's just good manufacturing practices. I wish all nutritional companies did that. But yes, every single batch, we've since day one, every single ingredient, we've kept a retained sample. And literally, if there's a problem for the first bottle of Classic that we ever made, we actually have every single raw ingredient, and we could actually remake that bottle in a lab. And that's just good manufacturing. It's just the way we do business.
That's kind of above and beyond the standard regulations and what most people in the industry do.
Oh, absolutely. Most people do keep retained samples, but most of them only keep it for maybe 1, maybe 2 years, and then because it takes up too much space, they just throw it away. We never throw away our retained samples because we want to do continued research on it to improve our quality of manufacturing so that the end product is a higher level above everybody else. And that's just one of Dr. Wallach's goals, is it has to be a quality product that shows results.
Has the company ever refused or returned batches of minerals that didn't meet their quality?
Oh, absolutely.
Their standard of quality?
You know, it typically happens if we work with a new vendor, but once they get used to us and know that we do these independent lab studies outside of their control and that our agreement doesn't meet our specs, they get it back. They kind of learn really quickly. Yes, we have returned batches, in which I guess they sell them to somebody else, but it's definitely not sold with a longevity label on it. But once they realize we do these independent checks, they seldom ever send us something that doesn't meet our standards.
Well, after we have these incredible minerals that are unique, and I think one of the things that also makes longevity products unique is that they guarantee the amount of minerals, not just saying there are minerals in there, but actually a guaranteed amount of minerals.
You know, if you start comparing us to our competitors, there's a couple things that I'll challenge you to take a look at on their bottle. A, do they state which minerals are in there? Do they tell you how much total minerals are in each bottle? Do they tell you what the source that it came from? Did it come from plant-derived, or do they even bother to say that? We tell you everything that's in that bottle, and there's only so much room on the label, so we actually have a website that gives you more information. We feel that you have a right to make a wise decision, and therefore we're going to give you as much information as you want, and we challenge our competitors to do the same, because I can tell you, just in my experience and being around nutritional products for 12 plus years, we give our consumers more information on how we make the products than anybody else out there.
Tell us what we do with the minerals after you've got these plant-derived minerals. How do you take them from there and make a product like the Classic?
Well, the Classics is one of my favorite products. It's probably the most complete nutritional product in the United States, if not the world. So we take this concentration of plant-derived minerals and we take it into a lab-type facility they're licensed to make pharmaceutical drugs. They just choose not to. And then from there, we fortified it with more minerals, more of those amino acid chelated minerals, and we add vitamins vitamins, and we add antioxidants and phytonutrients in large batches of 3,000 gallons. And then we actually have a multi-style method in blending them together. If you kind of picture, we have two stainless steel drums side by side, and we pump them back and forth between the two like a martini shaker or someone that's drinking, and they pour it into two pitchers together. The other thing we do is we have these hydro-stirring devices in each drum that spins it up as well. Once we add all the ingredients into the product, we then seal those containers as we continue mixing them so that there's no dust, no particles, no bird droppings that I find in other people's products. You know, when you talk about when you go and you read Department of Ag, they actually have ratings for food on how many rat droppings are allowed to be in products. I mean, they don't say no rat droppings. They say they have to be between this and this. Well, our attitude is none. And so we actually seal the container so there can't be adulteration. And they're no longer even exposed to air all the way through bottling. It's a total clean and sealed system. And that's minimum expectation that we have with our manufacturers. Everyone wears hair nets and masks and gloves and coats. And it's not to protect the employee from the nutritional product. It's actually to protect the nutritional product from the employee, because the most common ingredient in dust is skin. Mm. And we don't want that in our products.
And I know with longevity, to ensure the shelf life and the contents of each individual product, that they actually put in more than what's on the label.
Yeah, products over a given period of time will break down slightly. Our goal is that when we say that a product's going to last a year on that 365th day, we'll even say 366 in case it's a leap year, that we know that what we say is on the label is in that bottle on the last day. There's a lot of manufacturers out there that had the philosophy that it left the manufacturing facility at that level, and if it breaks down from there on out, hey, no big deal. But we actually study, test to make sure that the product on the last day has those levels of nutrients within the product.